Let's fast forward to 2010. One of the things that the New York fans told the Marist poll was that they believe the Yankees did just the right amount to improve the team over last year's world champions. I'm curious what you think. Do you think people like Curtis Granderson and Javi Vasquez and Randy Winn and Chan Oh Park will help bring about the first repeat since 99, 2000?
That's hard to say. It's so difficult to repeat. And, you know, the core of the Yankees is still kind of an older group. Posada and Jeter and A-Rod's not getting any younger, and Mariano Rivera and Andy Pettit. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, banking on some older guys. I'm surprised that your poll determined that, because I would have thought Yankee fans would have been disappointed that Johnny Damon and Hideki Matsui did not return. So that poll result does surprise me a little bit.
Interesting. I was just about to ask you next about Damon and Matsui. I mean, Matsui was a hero of the World Series,
yep.
and Johnny Damon, even though he was the devil incarnate as a Red Sox, was great where the Yankees had them. Will the loss of those two guys, do you think, really hurt the club?
I think on some level, yes. Now, that goes against my earlier argument about older players, but they made up a certain fabric of that clubhouse. They were both loved. They were both great spirits and great teammates. And don't forget Johnny Damon's mad dash during the World Series where he stole second and third on the same play, which is a critical moment in the World Series. And, I think the Yankees, took a little bit of a step back there. And I don't know what will happen. I'm not, you try to be objective, and really so much of it comes down to pitching. And if CC Sabathia, here's a team that their biggest concern in spring training is who's the fifth starter. You know, most other teams in the major leagues, their biggest concern is who's the second, third, and fourth starters. So the Yankees have a leg up on so many people. But yet, if CC Sabathia and A.J. Burnett and Andy Pettit and Vasquez, and I assume Phil Hughes is the fifth starter, if they don't deliver, then it's a long season. So I that's the beauty of baseball. Anything's possible.
I was going to ask you, you're Joe Girardi, Jabba or Phil Hughes for the fifth man?
Well, I put Jabba in the bullpen. I always thought that he was just a great bullpen pitcher, and he's a wild man who comes in and throws all he's got for a couple of pitches or an inning in the third. And I think he's more suited for the bullpen. The people that know baseball, the coaches and all the insiders feel that since he has three or four different, a bullpen guy usually has one or two great pitches because he has the full repertoire, they want to see him as a starting pitcher. And I just think he's so well suited for the bullpen, especially on this team. I think he'd be a great weapon out there.
Girardi has a lot of left-handed hitters in the lineup taking advantage of the stadium. Is there a downside to stacking that many in the lineup?
No, I think he's got a bunch of switch hitters in there too. So I think, you'll get the righty bats as well. The Yankees should score some runs. I mean, the ball, we'll see if it flies out as much as it did last year. That became an issue. They got a lot of money. They spend it. They've got a lot of talent. And then it's just throw them out there and see what happens. I mean, there are always question marks. They got a second baseman. They don't really know what they have. And Gardner, I guess, is going to be their left fielder with Granderson in center. And, Nick Swisher is an interesting character in right field. I know the fans like him. So even with all that money and all those all-stars, there are always questions, and that's why they play 162.
Fans told Marist that they expect the Bombers to win again. Do you think that they will, or what other clubs in the AL do you think we ought to be paying attention to?
Well, I certainly think they're one of the favorites. A lot of people are looking to see what Seattle does. They've put together a nice ball club on the West Coast. The Red Sox are always an issue. Tampa Bay was not a fluke a couple of years ago. Baltimore is improving. If you had to put your hand on a Bible and say who's going to repeat, you'd say yeah, the Yankees probably would. But they got a lot of talent. And they got a lot of money. So, that's a pretty good daily double right there.